Doesn't that computer know who you
don't
are?
Don't they have any idea?
Bow down to the Tech Talk host.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Behold the glory that is here.
A little while ago, I was installing some software, and I ran across this exact same
I find you pompous, judgmental, and completely self-absorbed. Would you be my friend?
Onto a Windows Vista machine.
You would think.
You'd think there'd be no problem.
How could there be a problem with that?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Directory permissions with config.msi directory, blah, 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 blah.
This is Tech Talk.
It is Tech Talk.
It is.
And you're Michael Tech Talkcast, so I'm Dave Sparky Saganaki. Welcome, everybody.
You are.
Yeah. Thanks for spending a Saturday morning with us.
Yeah.
It's close to Christmas.
Yeah, well, especially, yeah, this is the last. Pat Cameron from the Sports Corner I see here is just walking out to go to the malls right now.
Yeah.
I told him he's absolutely insane.
Oh, we forgot to wish people happy. Hanukkah's been over for like a week or something.
Hanukkah is over. Yeah, that was
so
jingle bells. Batman jingle smells. I've got a 10-year-old in the house, so I know how the rest of that song goes.
I bet.
The rest of
I'm
excited today. We have got a great show lined up. Finally.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, don't tune out yet.
I'll believe it when I hear
it. Don't tune out yet. It's going to be a great show. Assuming that all the technology actually works and we get everybody connected properly, which they were doing okay this morning with Sports Corner, so I think we can probably do it. We're going to have Karen Sohn on from Cisco. She's going to talk to us about 802.11n. She's going to talk to us about routers, why and how to use them, what we're doing with them, and all sorts of cool stuff with
that
technology.
That would be good. I haven't been paying attention to routers lately, so I could use a tutorial.
That's one of the questions I have for her, actually, is that it seems like the technology's been very incremental lately. There hasn't been, you know, is 802.11n really
our old
stuff?
You know what it is?
Thing,
our old stuff just works and we don't care.
Yeah.
Well, that's my position anyway.
My old stuff
works and it's like, it seems fast enough most of the time and who cares?
Well, Karen's going to tell you why you should care.
Who doesn't want to get juiced about getting a new toy?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Talk about new toys. I am juiced. We broke down. We decided to buy a new TV. We got a new TV coming.
Well, you just got a new TV.
Well, no. That was several years ago.
That was not several years ago.
That was for the family. This is for the bedroom. Family room.
Right.
This isn't a big TV. This is a smaller size, 32-inch flat screen on.
Yeah.
And but we've made the decision. We're not just getting a TV. It's
Wi-Fi.
It's Wi-Fi. It's internet ready. It's a Vizio with the Z
TV. Yeah.
So it's got the internet connection and all the they call them Vio apps or something like that. I don't know what they're called, but Via, that's it. The Via internet apps. Now we don't have it yet. We're not going to get it till after Christmas, but it's coming. Cause you know what I did was, I took my own advice. If you listened to the shows back prior to Christmas, we did our shopping on, Cyber Monday and also through Black Friday weekend online and wound up saving from what the current price of this TV is nearly $200.
Yeah.
So I'm patting myself on the back and I'm excited about it and it's a good time of good time
so
period.
So you saved.
This cost
you're
this,
getting you're
this
getting
cost a, me a, negative $200.
Negative
$200. I feel like I made money.
No,
it, really.
Jeez. Well, the economy could use your optimism.
Yes.
And self-deception.
Well, sadly, I could use my optimism and self-deception.
who couldn't?
Right now. Oh, man. But yeah, no.
Those are intriguing. And, you know, and as you said, if you're going to get a nice fast television that can hook to the internet, then a new router might be in order.
Kaboom. Yeah, absolutely.
Kaboom. More, and you can probably save more.
I'm going to save even more money this holiday. Yeah, I'm going to, I feel like I'm making money.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do too is we're going to whip around and flip the order of the show today a bit. Jay is busy this morning. He's got, I think, something to do with his kids. Yep, Jay.
Geek Trivia.
He is going to give us the Geek Trivia update, but he's going to do it near the end of the show if we can connect with him. So we're actually going to talk to Karen from Cisco a little bit earlier, probably in about 5 minutes here or so.
Oh, sure.
We'll give her a buzz.
Yeah.
Which gives us a little bit of time, though. I know Dave's chomping at the bit. You've got some big news that you wanted to talk about.
You better hope I do after leading me in like that.
That's my Christmas present to Dave.
Oh, thanks. No, actually, you know, you were talking last week about how much you love data.
Yes.
So you must know what's happened with Google and the Ngram viewer. Have you heard about this? Do you know what that is?
I have not.
I'm so
disconnected now. I don't have my phone. I got nothing.
What they've done is, you know, Google's been quickly digitizing 500 years worth of books.
Okay.
I don't know if you've known that.
Yes.
Now they've got data available on these books. The Ngram viewer is, I don't have the URL in my head, but you can go to this and put in any two words or phrases, and it will track it. It will put up a graph and track the trend through history, through whatever time period you'd like. You could go through the whole 500 years. You could go through a few months. You know, like, for instance, War and Peace. War has always tracked higher than peace. And it spikes during the First and Second World War.
The use of
the word in literature.
Literature.
And you can track that for over 500 years.
Well, this would be...
For about 500 years,
this would
actually
be an etymologist's dream.
Oh, yeah. Very many disciplines, numerous disciplines could make use of this data.
Yeah.
But and also, you know, research and projections, all kinds of interesting stuff can come out of this.
Etymology is one of my I don't know if you would call, I guess it's not a hobby. It's a, what would you call it?
I didn't know you like bugs.
Oh, yes. No, not entomology. In fact, the first guest that we had on Tech Talk ever, which is about over 5 years ago, or close,
wow,
almost exactly 5 years ago, yeah, now, as a matter of fact.
And we should give a congratulations, by the way, to the Sports Corners guy. You know, they're the third anniversary.
Three years.
Happy,
yeah,
anniversary.
And Jesse Mendoza and J Street Radio just had their fifth year anniversary.
Wow.
We're coming up on our fifth year here pretty darn quick.
Well,
I don't know the
exact
date.
I've been truant a lot.
Yeah.
I'm coming up on like a 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, of actual time served. It's kind of like the, you know, when you send a spaceship up and they're going close to the speed of light. You know, how many years did they actually spend on the ship versus how long they were gone?
Yeah.
That's why Dave looks so young and has kept his youthful guise. And
so what is etymology for?
It's just the origin of words. You know, looking up at the origin of words. Yeah. So
different from entomology.
Entomology, study of bugs. Yes, so. Yes. It's good stuff. I love, yeah, like I said, our first guest we ever had on the show was a wordsmith, a word pioneer. I can't recall the guy's name, of course.
It's ringing a bell. I'm actually remembering something about
him. Yeah,
it,
but, we had him on, and he had something tattooed on his back of how to pronounce words and things like this.
I can't remember what the tie-in was with technology, but there was something he was doing. Was it like some sort of handheld viewer or website that you could go to? I can't remember now.
Yeah, I don't know. It was 5 years ago. Yeah. You know, in technology, we moved.
That's when we used to do the real early morning show. That's,
yes.
Yeah, a lot. We don't remember a lot.
Yeah, know, exactly. Yeah, that was the Wednesday mornings at. Was it
six?
Seven?
Or, six
it was
or seven.
Seven. Yeah, it was seven. Seven. Yeah. Because it was when I was working at Round Lake here, and I needed to do it before we got it. Now we have the Tech Talk reboot goes from 9 to 10. Sadly, I haven't been on top of replacing those shows as frequently as I could have. I hear that from Bish all the time. I've gotten better lately though. So if you haven't listened on those Wednesday mornings, I'd
cut us out if you wouldn't do that. I'd like one day a week. That's all you get.
I'm expecting it. You know, any day. I honestly. you know, I've gotten fired from so many places already. I can't keep track anyway. So what's one more? Throw that one under the belt.
So Ngram viewer, you know, I should have put in Christmas in the Ngram viewer just to see, because, you know, it's fairly, you know, Christmas in its current form is fairly recent, like last 100-150 years.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. What we perceive as, you know, the Santa Claus figure and all that. Yeah, it was a wholly created back in the, 30s and 40s. And so
we've talked about this before and gotten people angry, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
We have people, they took it out on me. when we were talking about when Jesus was born, that probably wasn't in the winter, probably was in the spring.
Yes.
I heard a lot about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh man. Holy cow.
How, what are you talking about? Christmas isn't in the spring. Yeah. Yeah, never mind.
All right. Well, we don't want to revisit that then. We'll let you listen to the Sunday. I don't know which show it is that there's some church show on the Sunday.
Well, we have three or four, I think. Three.
Do we now?
Oh yeah, we have Spanish language Pentecostals. And we have Catholic Mass, and we've got Independent Church.
Well, man, fantastic. Yeah. I didn't realize.
There might be more.
That's great, too, that we're doing the Spanish Pentecostal.
Sure.
I think that's wonderful.
We have to trust them for that they're abiding by FCC rules.
Yeah, I've actually heard a lot of stories about that the Spanish language stations in particular, but then also, too, even shows on stations like this that have Spanish language speakers going on, get away with a whole heck of a lot, because the FCC just...
Speaking of language and technology and profanity, that sort of thing, I've got satellite radio in my car now.
Oh, really?
And I listen to the Blue Humor, the stand-up comedy.
Yes.
Raw Dog is one of the channels you can listen to. And they just, it's like wide open right out there. And being in radio, it's always like, what is
it's shocking.
That's not shocking. It's just a knee-jerk reaction. It's... that this is a problem, but the problem also is that that's getting programmed into my head that's okay on radio, so I have to be very careful.
Yeah, you don't want to normalize that behavior. You don't want to start modeling yourself after that, and then all of a sudden you let slip on this show here.
No,
of course you would wind up doing it on my show. So we'd get canceled because of Dave, ex station manager Dave.
Well, the thing is, like I said, you hear the bad word and you go, oh, they're on radio. What are they doing? Then you go, oh no, it's okay because they're on satellite.
Yeah.
And if that happens 50 or 60 times, the gates open a little bit.
It's kind of like watching the FX channel after 10 o'clock. I watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and there's a couple of other shows that have very mature language or even, some borderline nudity type of stuff, which was a hilarious...
Borderline? There's such a thing as borderline nudity?
It's Danny DeVito, so I don't know if that's considered actual nudity.
Oh, no, that's... That's voluntary censorship.
You squinch the eyes. I'm like, no.
I had no idea Danny DeVito did anything nude.
If you have not seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you gotta watch it. Yeah, it's hysterical. It's raw. It takes you a couple shows maybe to kind of fit into it, but it's very, very funny.
I know Dennis Franz did. That's what.
Dennis famously did that in NYPD Blue, showed off the old tukas.
Yeah.
But I forgot how. Well, yeah,
wasn't young, no.
No, it wasn't a young tukas. Neither is Danny DeVito's either. hey, you know what? We should give Karen a call.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be thrilled to be a part of this broadcast.
Gosh, I hope she's. You know what? Karen shared with me before the show that she actually did similar community radio stuff out in LA a few years ago. So she's very familiar with the type of inanity and
so we're not fooling her then.
She's under no misperceptions about this being anything more than what it is.
Oh, good.
So which sometimes we get guests on that think this really is. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
You are on air on the Tech Talk show on WRLR. I've got Dave Sparky Saganaki.
Morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. You're experiencing much better and warmer holidays than we are, I know. We're getting close to the zero Fahrenheit degrees here, but you're out in L.A., I believe?
I'm actually down in Southern California, which is about halfway between L.A. and San Diego, and I'm in Orange County.
Okay, so even warmer then.
I've heard that climate described as close to ideal as you can get there.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I've heard that climate's described as almost as ideal as you can get.
Oh, it is so beautiful down here. I think I'm the, one of the luckiest people in the world.
Well, we don't want to hear any more about it. It's freezing here, Karen. It's horrible. So you are with... Wait, tell us, why don't you introduce yourself and make sure I pronounce your name correctly and all of that good stuff. And then let's start talking routers.
Sure. Yeah, well, my name is Karen Soule, and I am the Director of Communications for Cisco's Consumer Products, which makes up the brands of Linksys, Valet, and we even do Flip Video. And and I've been with the company for, I'm coming up on my 12-year anniversary in January. So
wow.
I've been here since even routers were even even on the market for the consumer space.
That's
a long time.
Yeah, that is quite a long time actually in the world of routers. You're absolutely right. You know, and Dave and I, in fact, were talking just before the show and during the show that one of the things that comes up with routers is we keep thinking, well, why should I buy a new one? The one that I've had for 5-6 years, you know, the quality of them is good enough that they're still working. They're still in there. Is there a reason?
Well, you know, the routers that you may have had for 5 or 6 years, you know, they're probably still working, which is great. But, you know, think about, you know, computers or even cell phones. You pretty much, you know, exchange them in every couple of years. And if you're using an older router, you may have older technology. And if you're getting a lot of new devices in your home that have wireless in them, you know, that's everything from internet-enabled televisions to even iPads to smartphones, even Kindles and readers have Wi-Fi built in. You're going to want to have the best wireless technology that will enable you to power all these devices in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest technology is called Wireless N.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, it sounds really fun and
Ooh.
Sexy, huh?
No, it does. For geeks, yeah, that is.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
N.
Yeah.
Tell us about
and,
N.
And we've been hearing a lot about N. I mean, and for people that don't know, I mean, there's A, there's B, there's G, there's N. Do the letters mean anything? I want to start us really basic. do the letters mean anything other than, like, you know, version 2.3 or anything like that? Is there any association with those?
No, not really.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think so.
you talked about A and B and G, and those were all Wi-Fi standards that have been in the market over the past 10 years. But Wireless N is the latest technology. It's been around for a couple years, but it was finally approved by the Wi-Fi organization and 802.11. They made it a final spec. And it took a little bit of time because a lot more devices that I just talked about are including Wi-Fi in them. And so there's different radio streams, there's different technologies that they need to build in. So it took a while for everyone to come together and agree on the standard.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, from a router perspective, it enables you to have multiple streams in them, so you could have, you know, dual band technology, and you can even get faster performance. Your routers can get up to, you know, 450 megabytes per second,
Ooh.
Which is a lot faster than what your broadband can provide you today. So,
yeah.
Really good performance.
Don't mind Dave. He's I don't know what's up with Dave today.
No. Good. That was a sincere
that was a good,
ooh.
That was a good ooh. Okay.
That wasn't sarcastic or facetious.
I get excited about it.
450, that's a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a huge amount. In fact, I mean, the thing, you know, with the older versions, I know there was always a kind of a capped limit of around 50 meg per second and so on. I do wonder, though. I know we talked about, you know, streaming video, and you've got Kindles, you've got phones, you've got all this stuff. 450 meg, though, I mean, it is a huge amount. My internet connection at home is, you know, on a good day, maybe 3 meg per second. What help to me is going to be 450 meg through the router?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to give you the speed that you're going to need to start streaming high-definition video. And, you know, we're really moving in that direction. I mean, you have companies that are already providing that with Netflix and Hulu and lots of other different types of companies. And if you're streaming video and then your kids are playing online games and maybe another member of your family is internet surfing and maybe talking on the phone because of voice over IP, mm-hmm. You have all these technologies, and if everyone's using it at the same time, it starts to eat up the bandwidth. And you don't want to have any latencies. You don't want to be watching a movie and it to be stuttering, or be talking on the phone and it to be clicking in and out, or listening to music and it's not a really good quality sound. So having a lot more megabits per second is going to give you that great quality that you really want with all these devices connected.
That, you know, and that actually, that's a good point. And that brings up a question that I have as well, is I know that in the newer routers, and I think this is recent, that it's in consumer grade router software, because I know it was available for quite some time in the enterprise level stuff. But there's a little thing called QoS, quality of service. And and I've worked with it directly setting up voice over IP systems for corporations, but I see it now available in the newer line of routers like the E2000 and the E1000 and things like this. How is that being implemented, and what can that do for someone at home who's got some of these devices around?
That's a great question. Yeah, when you're looking at routers and you are going to be having voice over IP or you're going to be streaming videos, you're going to want to look for routers that have quality of service in them, because what that does is it actually prioritizes the packets for an individual type of solution. So you could prioritize packets for video streaming or for phone so that all of the bandwidth is going to go to those first, because those are the devices that you're going to want really quality service. If you're just surfing the internet and you have a little hiccup here and there, you're not even going to notice it. So enabling you to really prioritize the packets, it gives you that experience that you're going to want and that you're going to expect when you're watching video or even talking on the phone.
Yeah, and that, I think that's really going to be critical, you know, as we're doing some of these things that you talk about. It's you know, depending, I guess, on the size of your household and who you have in there, you are going to have people potentially in the problem with these iPhones, I find, the iPhones and some of the other smartphones, is that if they have a Wi-Fi connection available, they're going to use it, period, whether you want to or not. And some of the applications that are built into them are downloading. They're grabbing information off. You know, if you've got an iPhone and you listen to podcasts, well, it's downloading podcasts as soon as you start connecting to your Wi-Fi system. And that can really cause some head-scratching moments as you're sitting on your desktop figuring out why is everything going so slow? And I would imagine, is there a way that you can actually manually get in there and adjust the quality of service settings, or to say, you know, I always want to give priority to desktop apps versus iPhone apps?
Absolutely. If you are a more savvy type of networking user, you can go into the advanced tabs on our routers and you can adjust the quality of service to be a particular device. Or even if you even have a dual band router that gives off the 5 gigahertz or the 2.4 gigahertz bands, you could prioritize packets for each one of those. So absolutely, you know, you are in control of your home network, so you should have the ability to do that.
And I have played around with the GUI interface for the for some of the new routers that you've got, the consumer grade routers that you've got out. And I got to say, the setup itself was incredibly easy. You literally just kind of plug it into your computer and it goes. But then also too, getting into it, there's a lot of features and functionality now built into the software, which is a little confusing. I mean, one thing you mentioned was the difference between the 2.4 gigahertz and the 5 gigahertz stuff. Why would anybody even want to mess around with that? I mean, you hear about 2.4 gigahertz on, you know, your wireless phones and things, but does it really matter that much if you're using that same spectrum?
Well, I mean, it really depends on the user and, you know, the area that they live in. If you are a user that's going to be streaming video, like HD quality video, you may want to consider going 5.0 gigahertz band. And the reason why is because, as you mentioned, cordless phones are on the 2.4 gigahertz band. But there's also lots of other devices in your home, such as microwave ovens and garage door openers or baby monitors. So there's lots of other devices that may provide some interference. And if you are having interference, it may affect the performance that you have on devices that you want to have really high streaming and really look nice.
That's a good point. Actually, if you need a demonstration of that, I guess just take your cordless phone and go stand by the microwave and heat yourself up a burrito or something, and then imagine trying to watch a movie with that going on. you know, one question that we had too, you know, we've seen, like I said, the A, the B, the G, the N. There's definitely a lot of things that are happening as far as, you know, increasing speed and things like this. But some of it, at least from an outsider viewpoint, it really seems pretty incremental still. Is there anything that you would point to and say, you know, look, this was a quantum leap. This was a real change in the way that the routers perform today versus how they were. Or is there something around the corner that we should be looking for that's going to be that leap?
Well, I mean, there's quite a few things that we've enhanced on the wireless end technology. I mean, the fact that you could build, A, B, G, which is all part of N, instead of even have to go to, like, wireless, you know, pick a letter. So N gives us the ability to make products that are going to be, you know, future-proof for the future. So you're not going to have to go buy a wireless pick a letter type of device. So that's really important because people are so confused in the past about which alphabet soup that they were going to need to buy. But now wireless N, that's a good future-proofing for the future. The other things that we've been able to do in advancement is we talked a little bit about with setup, the ability for us to make a solution that makes it really super, super simple for you to set up or to keep it more for the advanced user so they have the ability to go into advanced feature tabs and enable the technology that way. Mm-hmm. So another a great feature that we've added that's been a big requirement of our customers is when you have a wireless home network at home and you have a lot of family and friends coming over, even right now for the holidays, they may be bringing their new Christmas gifts like their iPads or their Kindles and what have you, and they're going to want to connect to your network. And it's always really been difficult for them to get connected because you don't remember the password. It's been some really funky, long 32-64 key password. And so we've simplified it by making a private guest network that's not even connected to your home network. So you don't have to worry about them snooping in on your other computers. You just give them a simple name that the router produces for you. In my case at home, mine is called Monkey Tree, and it gives you Monkey Tree guest. And then I just give them the password, which is really simple, you know, like Marshmallow 10. Mm-hmm. I mean, something super, super simple you can remember. So it enables you to give guests access while they're here at your home. And, you know, there's so many other things that we've done improvement. I mean, just the technology and the components and even the chipsets have all improved so much, which enables us to provide, you know, really high speeds for customers.
Yeah, and I know one thing that's changed too, or that, you know, it's advertised has improved quite a bit, is the range of the antenna on the routers. How was the range increased? Because you look at the units and they're not any bigger. They don't have like a big can or satellite dish hanging off of the side. So how were they able to actually improve the range with the newer equipment?
Oh, that's a good thing. That's a great thing to bring up because, you know, in the past you'd have the little antennas sticking out off the routers, and today it's all built internally. And, you know, that's just the progression of technology. I mean, your cell phones used to have a big antenna. They don't have it in there anymore. And your cars would have antennas on the back of the car or the front, and now they're built into the car. So it's just the progression. So now the antennas are built in. But we've been able to implement amplifier technology, which enables you to get really good quality range by also providing good quality speed. So that means that when you go farther away from your router, the ability to get good speed is still there. And that's really important.
And one thing I should mention too, and this is a little bit off topic here, but it's something that's fun or interesting for me, is if you do have one of those old routers like Dave and I have, I know, sitting around, and you get a brand spanking new, awesome, you know, cool router that's got all the range and all the other stuff, but if it's not quite getting to where you need it to, you can actually repurpose those old routers to be repeaters. As long as you can upgrade the firmware and upgrade the software, or you can also jailbreak them, or, you know, I don't know what you would call it with a router, but put a
But is that something Lynx really wants us to know?
I don't know if they do or not. Community radio, we're here to service the people, not but I think some of that technology is also too, if you're happy with the router that you have in general, you can also too use any of the new routers. I think they have built into the configuration this ability to be repeaters as well, don't they? If you've got a larger environs that you want to cover.
Well, I mean, I guess what you could do is you could turn off the router functionality, and then the router portion just becomes an access point. So it just gives you the ability to reach, you know, wireless in other rooms. Mm-hmm. But the one thing about that is if you do purchase a new wireless end router, it's going to give you a lot better range and performance in your G. So you probably won't even need to use your old router to convert into an access point.
Hmm. That's very true. That is very true. Yeah, I haven't, like I said, I've got one of the newer routers, and I just haven't experimented with the range that much yet. And of course, range is always impacted greatly by, you know, the construction of your building that you're in and things like that. If you've got cinder block walls all over the place with the steel grid in them, you're likely, well, you know.
And mirrors. And mirrors are a huge interference for your wireless signal too.
Really? I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Because it has, you know, that lead or that gray, you know, backing on mirrors, which doesn't make the wireless signal to go through. So if your router is between like a bathroom or closet doors, that is probably one of the culprits that's weakening your signal.
So if somebody complains to you about router range, that's a pretty good indication that they're vain.
Go take a look in their bedroom, see if. So, hey, look, you're living in a Faraday cage. You've put mirrors up all over you.
Just open up the closet door, and that helps a lot.
So that explains why at the motel I don't get good Wi-Fi access.
That's right. Well, yeah. And not only that, but those vibrating beds work at 2.4 gigahertz.
Yeah,
so
you've got
multiple issues going on.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Suddenly things improve when you run out of quarters. You know,
yes. Magic fingers, yeah.
So,
well, you know, there's other things too to do if you want to talk about range. I mean, there's some things that you could do with your router that makes it a little bit better range. Just make sure that your router is in the middle of the house if possible. So if it's in one corner of your house, you're going to, you know, decrease the amount of degradation that it's going to go through, so you may not get it all the way on the opposite side. So try to put it in the middle of the house if possible. And then if it's on the bottom floor, try to put it up on a bookcase or up high as possible so it gets through up to the first floor a lot better. And then, as you mentioned, definitely make sure that your router has the latest firmware, because we're always posting, you know, new firmware when it's going to help, you know, fix some things that we may have found, so it's going to get better penetration. And don't be afraid to download firmware. It is really super, super simple. So, you know, you don't need to be intimidated to do that.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, that's always a little scary. You know, you download this and you flash, and then you're like, oh my gosh.
Don't unplug it.
Is this going to brick it? Is it? What do I do if it's completely blown? But you can also, too, make a backup of all your configuration settings and all the other stuff, and just to make sure that you're okay. And you can usually, almost always, you can back out of those firmware upgrades, too, pretty quickly.
Yeah, and if you go to our website, we'll even walk you through the specific steps on what you need to do, so that if you're a first-time person that hasn't maybe downloaded firmware in the past couple years, you may want to check out the website to go see. Then you'll notice, bam, you might be getting a lot better performance and range just by downloading new firmware.
Yeah.
That's interesting to note. Is that, I think a lot of times, you know, we kind of take that attitude of, you know, hey, if it's working, why mess with it? But in many cases, there is a reason to mess with it a little bit, you know, to tweak it here and there and make some updates and changes to it. You know, we touched really briefly on this, but I wanted to focus a little bit more. We talk a lot on the show about security and making sure that you are being careful on the web itself, but also too that you're keeping watch on other avenues that people can can access your information without your permission. And have there been any important in changes in the way that security is handled with the new routers or with the new software?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the past we had web encryption, which was known as WEP, mm-hmm. but now there's WPA2, which is a really super, super strong security that's, you know, basically, you know, security proof. You're not going to have people sitting out front side of your house trying to hack, because it'll take weeks and months and months and months and years for them to figure out how to do that. So security has definitely, you know, improved over the past few years. And people, if they follow the, you know, instructions or run the CD, or it will set up security for you so that you're not having to worry about having to actually install and come up with 64, you know, bit characters. It'll automatically do it for you, so you don't have to worry about that process. And it's always a good idea every once in a while as well to change your password or to change your network name, you know, usually the name of your router that gets broadcast that you could see, you know, change that every once in a while, because that's also going to help improve your security.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, too, didn't you kind of, they kind of got rid of the whole, you know, it used to be that when you would set the router up, there would be all these default passwords and so on put in, but I think those have been removed, right? The defaults are, there's not really a default anymore, so it's not quite as easy to just walk up to a house and figure you can break into it if they are not too tech savvy.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, you know, when Linksys was selling our routers, everything was at default, like you had mentioned, and that was because we wanted to have an out-of-box experience for users. Like, when they take it out of the box, they plug it in, they want to be able to, you know, start using their wireless network right away. And what we found is that over the years, you really do need to put security on. So what we've done is, in the new generation of the N routers, we've added this software called Cisco Connect. And the Cisco Connect software is a tool that people can use if they're not so savvy and they don't want to spend, you know, hours of configuring. They just pop the CD in their computer and let the CD run, and it will configure everything for you, from your network name to your security to even configuring it to your computers and other devices. So it's making it for a simple, quick, easy setup that takes minutes compared to in the old days when it could take you a whole weekend to get set up.
Yeah. So it's a wizard. It's a wizard. It's a setup wizard.
It's a setup wizard, and it comes on a CD-ROM for the Linksys products, and it comes on a USB stick for our line of Valet.
You mentioned what the Valet is, because it's different from a typical router, if I understand it properly.
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
Could you explain exactly what the Valet product is? I haven't had a chance to play with it, but the little bit that I've read about it, it sounds like it's a different kind of animal than your typical Wi-Fi router that you're sticking in your home.
Yeah, well, it is a wireless end router. It's we have two lines of routers. We have the Linksys line, which hopefully a lot of people are familiar with, and then we just launched the Valet line. And basically what we've done with both lines is that we've enabled Linksys to go after the more tech-savvy users that likes all the features and speeds and feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then LA is ideal for, you know, really busy moms and people who really don't understand technology or really, you know, really care about technology. They just know they want their Xbox to go online so they can play games, or they want their TV to be set up so that they can download Netflix. They just don't care about all of this background stuff. So Valet is really geared for simple setup and use without having to really, you know and care that it's even really there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. You know, Karen, where can people find more information about these products and the stuff that we've been talking about today?
Well, you can go to our website. You can go to linksys.com. for all of our Linksys E-Series line. And then for Valet, you can go to thevalet.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I got to say, this has been very informative. I've been very pleased we were able to have you on with us. And I hope that you have a wonderful and warm holiday season, or at least warmer than what we've got here.
What are you wishing that on her for? She's in like the ideal climate in the world.
I'm going to be watching to see if there is a huge snowstorm, blizzard, and...
We never get white Christmases. We get sunny Christmases. So
yeah.
Hopefully you guys wake up to a beautiful, you know, snowy Christmas morning.
Yes. We'll send you pictures.
Send me pictures.
and thanks for the information. I'm ready to go out and buy a new router right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They make great gifts for Christmas, too.
Oh, that's good. Absolutely true.
Actually, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Well, thanks so much again, Karen. We really appreciate it. And have yourself a great weekend and holidays.
Happy New Year to you, too, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Karen Soule from Cisco, Director of Corporate Communications from Cisco Consumer Products.
She was great.
Absolutely.
Did
wow.
a great job. Yeah.
Wow. I was impressed at the depth of her knowledge. I honestly was.
I wonder if that 450 megabytes a second is real world or maximum or what?
You know, whenever the numbers come out like that, I'm assuming it's probably, you know, under ideal conditions anyways. Yeah.
But half of that.
That's what I was going to say.
What
are you going to do with even...
when you're transferring big files or something, that's great.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And if you're talking about streaming movies, you know, more than one TV in the house or something, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that you know, from a hard drive somewhere, that'd be great.
Yeah, making a couple of Skype calls and you know, streaming a video and maybe you got.
I do Magic Jack myself, but.
Yes, yeah. You
I have to figure out. I'm going to have to figure. That's ending soon. I'm thinking about You know, I need to figure out another VoIP option. Oh. If any listeners have any ideas about VoIP options, give us. You know, send us an email or something at techtalk@wrlr.fm.
Yeah, yeah. You can find us a whole bunch of ways. techtalk@wrlr.fm. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter at techtalkwrlr. 847-984-0847. It's something like that. You know what? Just go to TechTalk.
This is 98.3 FM. And we need to do some spots.
It is.
If we're going to put Jay on.
You know what?
We're so late.
It's exactly what we're going to do.
Karen was so good.
Holy cow. Yeah, you know what? That always happens. Whenever we have good guests, it's tough to break away. But we are going to break away. We're going to be right back. And when we come back, we're going to try and get Jay Garman on the phone. So stay tuned.
Hope we do.
You're listening to 98.3 FM, WRLR LP, Round Lake Heights, Illinois. The Santa Watch. Track Santa's progress from the North Pole to our fair city Christmas Eve every half hour starting at 8 o'clock and going till midnight when the jolly old man arrives here. So be listening. We'll be tracking from the Weather Center. I'm Dr. Thayer, right here on WRLR.
Hello, I'm Rick Haggerty.
Oh, come on in, Mr. Haggerty.
I understand you're starting a Radio Roots fan club.
We what?
I also heard you're donating money to WRLR.
Oh, Jim, what are we going to do?
We're going to find out where he belongs and get rid of him. That's what we're going to do.
Mr. Haggerty, you mean?
Yeah.
No, it's easy. Just go to www.wrlr.fm and click the donate button.
Mr. Haggerty... Excuse me for laughing, but that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You won't regret it. All the money is completely tax deductible.
Oh, well, pardon me.
You know it's an all-volunteer, non-profit station.
Well, I've heard rumors, but it's nice to have it on such complete authority.
So go ahead, click and donate, then just relax.
Well, okay.
See you later.
Hey, goodbye, Mr. Haggerty.
Join Rusty Silver and Pat Cameron every Saturday morning at the Sports Corner. They'll give you a comprehensive look at what's happening in sports, professional, college, Lake County High School sports. If you need it, they've got it right here on the Sports Corner. Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., it's the Sports Corner right here on WRLR.
Park Automotive Repair, the oldest auto repair facility in Lake Villa, believes that if you treat customers fairly, they'll keep coming back. Park Automotive Repair provides a complete range of auto maintenance and repair services. Brakes, mufflers, tune-ups, engine rebuilding, front-end work, transmission and differential repair. Local shuttle service provided. Located at the corner of Grand and Fairfield in Lake Villa, across from Caboose Park. Their number is 847-356-2925. That's 847-356-2925.
All right. Well, that was awesome. Karen Soule, again, what a great guest to have. And speaking of great guests,
you better start talking fast, buddy.
Oh man, we are running into time too. Let's see.
You should already be doing cool sights of the week.
We'll see if Jay.
Hey, just as an aside, while you're trying to get Jay, I found an interesting site. It's called Jaxed.com. JAXED.com. And what they can do is if you're looking for something on Craigslist or eBay, you know, whether it be a job or whatever, this can go to all the various Craigslists throughout the country.
Oh.
Or you can narrow your search and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Jaxed.com, J-A-X-E-D.com.
J-A-X-E-D.com.
Yeah, if you're looking for a car, a stereo, hello, motorcycle,
anything. No one's available to take your call.
Oh, you know what? I believe that's because he wants me to call him on a different phone number. So we'll try that. Very cool. That's a great tip.
Yeah.
Jaxed.
Yeah. I wouldn't call it a cool site exactly, but it's useful. It's fun.
That's
it's
pretty cool.
Utilitarian.
Hey, if I had found it, I would have qualified it as a cool site.
It's pretty Spartan.
Yeah.
You know.
But as
and I don't
is,
mean in a
is,
Kirk Douglas
as
kind
is,
of way.
As is Craigslist.
No, it's more Spartan than Craigslist, actually.
Hello.
But you could do it mobile.
Good morning, Jay
Garman. Welcome to the show.
Fellas, you there?
We are here. Hold on. Let me crank it up a bit.
Yeah, we're having Jay. Can you hear me?
Jay, can you hear us?
I can now. You're cutting in and out, boys.
All right. Yeah, it seems to be we do okay for half the show, and then some of it doesn't do well. We had a great conversation a few minutes ago with Cisco. Wanted to connect with you. We'll hold off for the long discussions because I know you've got some exciting stuff happening out there in Louisville again. But we'll have to hold off on the long discussion until maybe next week. But did want to catch up with you and finally make sense and head or tails of getting connected and finding out some answers to the last week's geek trivia and then we actually had two of them, I believe.
No, 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. Dave's giving me the number.
Exactly.
He's giving me the number two, and I don't know what that means. He's telling me number two. Dave and I have been on different wavelengths all morning here.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, how is that different than usual?
Yeah,
good point. He's 5 gigahertz. I'm 2.4.
Yeah.
So it's if somebody turns on a microwave, we're both dead.
Yeah. Just taking up a chair, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So we had questions about there was things about the Incredible Hulk. There was Star Wars. I don't know. There were all sorts of things going on. What kind of trivia did we have actually happening?
Well, the first question was, the main question was, at what point did New York finally get around to cutting off all the Edison-era direct current power supplies to its customers? They first installed them in 1892, and they didn't cut the last line until 2007.
2007.
Wow.
and they were actually being used up until that time?
They're still used because there are elevators and the whole subway third rail system and a lot of lighting systems and older buildings are still DC-based. They just put a rectifier on the side of the building and convert the AC current to DC when it arrives. But until 2007, they had direct current supply coming through them, and they finally corrected all of that.
Wow. Man, that is amazing that could have stayed and not fallen apart, and that there was enough need for it still that they actually kept it maintained for that period of time. That's just insane.
And the bonus question was, there is, you know, the talk about Pirate Day, September 19th, but December 5th, which was around the time we last spoke to each other before technical difficulties in life intervened,
yes,
was Day of the Ninja, the ninja counterpart of the Pirate versus Ninja holidays. And what people tend to forget is that holiday was created based around a cult hit game. And the game was Steve Jackson's Ninja Burger. And if you've never played this game, I highly commend it unto you because you play a group of ninjas that run a fast food franchise that will deliver anywhere in 30 minutes. So every turn you have a mission like deliver to Air Force One in mid-flight or deliver to the top of the Eiffel Tower during Bastille Day. It's, you know, and you got to use ninja skills to get it off. And if you succeed, you gain honor and you become promoted to manager. And if you fail, you have to commit seppuku.
Oh, wow.
Well, Steve Jackson, that guy, unbelievable amount of stuff that he has created.
Yeah, he's most famous for the Munchkin card game, which is making fun of role-playing gamers, and it is probably the most hilarious card game ever invented. But he has a whole host of really great games, including Kill Dr. Lucky and just a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, just go to stevejacksongames.com and buy anything you find there and you'll be happy.
Yeah, yeah. And he's one of those guys that, you know, he's been around for a long, long time. He's a peer of Gary Gygax as well. So definitely, if you haven't heard of him or haven't checked out any of those games, definitely a place to go and take a look at. So what should we be? I know you've got places to be and you're probably driving and stuff here, so we'll move on quickly. But what is the what should we be thinking about for next week? Nope. Did we lose you?
Yeah. Oh, there. We got you back. Okay. The question for this week is Tron Legacy opened yesterday, and of course it's got the classic, you know, light cycle races and disc wars fights and all that sort of thing. But as sort of an inside sort of thank you to fans, the crowd noise and all of those arena scenes was sourced from a very unusual and geeky place. So what unusual way did the Tron producers get all of their arena sounds for Tron Legacy?
Cool.
Great
cool.
question.
That is a great question. Yeah, I've got some guesses, but I don't know. That's a good one. That is a good one. Well, Jay, we'll let you run. Like I said, well, next week we'll try to catch up and spend a little more time. Hopefully we'll do it on our regular schedule.
Next week is Christmas.
Oh, we're not doing next week.
Oh. Thank goodness. Yeah.
We're not that dedicated. I think my
what
wife,
about New Year's?
I think my wife would strangle me.
Well, and I believe the week after that is Christmas Eve. Is New
Year's
Eve?
Is Christmas
so,
Eve. No, it's New
you
Year's
let
Day.
Me know whether we're going to play that week.
New
too.
Year's Day. I'm thinking I may come in New Year's Day. It depends on how crazy we get New Year's Eve. Dave's shaking his head. He's in.
I might be a little hungover.
Yeah. I'm worried about that myself. Actually, we'll play it by ear. I'll touch base. You know, actually, maybe taking a couple weeks gives me time to catch up on the podcasts. I'm like 2 weeks behind on podcasts right now. So if we don't talk between now and then, we'll definitely be talking early in 2011 and going from there.
Yeah. Happy holidays, Jay.
Right back at you, fellas. You have a good Christmas and a happy New Year.
You Thank too. You. Thanks so much, Jay.
Bye, Jay.
Digger. Jay at jgarman.net. You can find out so much stuff. And we're running right into the ragged.
I so much wanted to talk more to him.
Oh, I know he's got cool stuff going on there. You know, he just took a new position, new role as well, with a company that I really want to talk about.
That's something to look forward to in a couple or 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'll give you a little tease. Backupify.
Yeah.
Check out Backupify. Cool stuff.
Backupify.
Backupify. Yes, indeed.
Just like that.
Just like
that. Backupify.com?
Backupify.com.
Okay.
Yeah, take a look. Right. So anyways, I'm going to give you only, since it's the holiday season, I'm going to give you only one very cool, very useful, cool side of the week. I'm not even going to play the tunes here. We're just going to go right into it. This comes courtesy of our good friend Lou in Australia.
Oh, yeah. Lou sent us a card.
Yeah, he did.
Love Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
And Arlene? Is that the lady that...
Darlene.
Darlene.
Darlene is his close friend and I believe a
big shout out
and, big, to the two of
overseas
us.
Hugs to Lou and Darlene.
Absolutely. Great, great people. And Lou tips me off to hopshopgo.com. Now, this is not going to help you a whole lot if you're local. This isn't going to do you much if you're not like Lou in another part of the world.
Yeah.
However, if you are in another part of the world and you've had difficulty trying to get stuff shipped to you.
Yeah.
Because it's
that's a big need for people.
Oh,
yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah, you know, trying to get things sent out is a pain. It can be very expensive.
Yes.
If it's possible even at all. And some places
this is a great idea.
Won't do it at all.
Right.
And it, like if you're talking about I believe they'll even do like Netflix and things like this as well. Hop Shop and Go, what they do is you sign up with a PayPal account. Hop Shop and Go gives you an American U.S. address in order to drop ship things to. And it goes to basically like a post office box or something along those lines, but it's a legit U.S. address. And then Hop Shop and Go takes care of sending it to your house in Australia, in Denmark, in China, in wherever you might be.
Very cool.
They can't get it to. Over 200 countries are considered. They claim to offer the lowest shipping rates in its class. If you're a PayPal user, you get a little bit of break on that as well.
You're dancing on the edge of our limitations.
I know.
I
was just warning Karen Soule before she came on too. I was like, don't mention price.
Yeah.
Here I am. I know. It's a really cool site though, especially like I said in this Christmas period.
I've just run into an incident like that. A friend in Canada. She's a huge cassette. She has a big collection of cassettes. Cassette decks are hard to get. Her old cassette deck is running down. Found one here at half the price it is in Canada, but they don't ship to Canada. So that would have been very useful to have.
Man.
As it is, I'm going to have to carry it up there manually. So,
Yeah. You can always ship yourself too, but if you're typically or having that issue regularly where you've got to, you're trying to order stuff. And I think for a lot of people that does have most good stuff comes from America. So,
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say that there's, it's a very competitive marketplace and you can get some good prices here.
Absolutely.
And a wider variety of goods than you can in a lot of other places in the world.
That's right. Yeah, it makes a little bit easier to get those things that you want to get this way. So on that note, it is about time for us to call it a day. I'm going to leave you.
Can't believe we're ending almost on time.
I know. It's insane. We didn't even start on time. So the fact that we're ending on time is even doubly exciting. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you with a little song called Passport. It's a little break from us. A little more hip-hop, a little more urban than what I normally play for us, but I like it. It's called Passport featuring Cyril, but the actual artist is Turnstiles, and I think you're going to like it. It's actually a radio version, so I can play it live.
that's a relief.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. On that note, again, send us an email, techtalk@wrlr.fm, 847-984-0847. You can leave us a voicemail or connect with us any of the many and myriad other ways that we have. Don't be afraid to be social, and thanks for listening to Tech Talk.
Happy holidays, everybody. Thank you so much for listening this year. It's been a great year with you all, and we'll see you next year, one way or the other.
See Brazil, I'm trying to see the islands, take a trip to China, just go and get your passport, 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 I'm trying to go to France, I want to see Brazil, I'm trying to see the islands, take a trip to China, just go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport. I'm trying to go to France, I wanna see Brazil, I'm trying to see the islands, take a trip to China, just go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport,
feel good,
go and get your passport,
right, take a trip to the West Indies for the weekend, and we can begin, feeling how we should, cause it's good in the hood, but I bet it's even better in the places you ain't never been, roll with your boy, swim, let the ocean open your pores, open your doors, let him, settle in, your skin shine with melanin, you a diamond, it's evident to me that clever as I be, I know it's much more, I ain't never get to see, so this trip has relevance, not all partying, getting in the schemes, it's for the betterment of me, the betterment of you, so we could be better for us, how about we just try jet setting for months, everything could get left in the dust, it's no stress, cause it's pleasure for us, we out in
letting them on. France, I wanna see Brazil, tryna see the islands, take a trip to China, just go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport. Said, I'm tryna go to France, I wanna see Brazil, I'm tryna see the islands, take a trip to China, just go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport. Philly, the Bay, St. Louis, LA, and Cleveland. Peru, Spain, and Egypt. I'm trying to go to France, I wanna see Brazil. I'm trying to see the islands, take a trip to China. Just go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport. I'm trying to go to France, I wanna see Brazil. I'm trying to see the islands, take a trip to China. Just go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport. Yeah, but when we back home, it's back to business. Cause all I own rap for riches. I know a couple brothers flipping crack in the trap that's pitching. Cause they lust for that lavish living. I wanna show them that there's other ways than that to get it. Go on vacate, that'll be a lasting image to my dudes living that dog. I ask y'all, get your passport, pack your bags, and take your bed short. The Bronx and Harlem, Queens, Brooklyn, and Staten ain't the same as Milan, the Congo, Leeds, Belize, and Athens. I wanna see Brazil. I'm trying to see the islands. Take a trip to China. Just go and get your passport. 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 I'm trying to go to France. I wanna see Brazil. I'm trying to see the islands. Take a trip to China. Just go and get your passport. Go and get your passport. Go and get your passport. Go and get your. I'm trying to go to France, I wanna see Brazil. I'm trying to see the islands, take a trip to China. Go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your passport, go and get your.